Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Daily Complaint. It is Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your hostess. I am also the managing member of End Consulting, and we bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time for 30 minutes, so that's 8:30 to 9 a.m. Also happens to be 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York Eastern Time for 30 minutes. Therefore, if you're on the West Coast, 8:30 a.m., East Coast, 11:30 a.m., 30 minutes is our time slot, and we welcome all of you to the Daily Complaint. So thank you so much for listening. We welcome those of you who are listening for the very first time. Welcome to you, and a huge congratulations to you by taking the first step in knowing and asserting your rights. For those of you who are listening for the second, third, fifth, 10th, 12th time, another huge congratulations to you as well for not only being committed to knowing your rights, but obviously learning more and more and enough until you feel comfortable in asserting your rights. So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. Without the support of you as our listeners and you as our supporters, we would not be able to do what we do. So I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. We are truly grateful to come to you every weekday, as I said before. We are blessed to do what we do. We help homeowners every day. In fact, just recently, we won a battle with Wells Fargo for a homeowner whose daughter, young daughter, is battling cancer here in the Phoenix metro area over at Phoenix Children's Hospital. So it was a huge relief for them to receive a loan modification after many, many consumer rights complaints that we wrote on their behalf in order to get that done. So again, I promise you, we are not just selling you a bag of tricks. I promise you, if you know your rights and you understand how to assert your rights, you can absolutely achieve what it is you're seeking. The reason why we come to you is to make that happen. So let me back up and introduce myself again. My name is Dana Schaffman. As I said before, I'm the host. Let's say I'm the cruise director for the Daily Complaint or every episode of the Daily Complaint. As I said before, I'm the managing member of End Consulting. It's just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting, as mentioned before, brings to you the Daily Complaint at 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time, because it's live. That's right, folks. We are on the air live. Also happens to be 11:30 a.m. to noon East Coast, New York Eastern Time. However, you do not have to listen live to take advantage of the Daily Complaint. You can listen anytime at your leisure or leisure by simply visiting us on our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. Folks, it's so important for you to know your rights and assert your rights. I can't convey that to you enough. I also want to explain to you why End Consulting, why the Daily Complaint exists. It exists and was born out of my own sheer frustration because I deal with homeowners every single day, similar to this homeowner, Lisa, that we're going to hear from that posted a complaint on Saturday, this past Saturday, July 11th. And unfortunately, many homeowners, and not by any fault of your own, by the way, are not familiar with their consumer rights. There's no class on consumer rights that I'm aware of that teaches you your consumer rights. It's at least I haven't seen one, especially one that's free. I've never seen a public service announcement that actually tells you how to get knowledge on your consumer rights. In fact, the only thing that I've seen that might even assist you is a call-in show on the news stations that might help you assert your rights, but they're not going to necessarily explain to you what they are, which puts you at a disadvantage because you could end up in the same position with somebody else. So we bring to you the Daily Complaint to educate you as consumers as to your consumer rights, but even more so to point you in the direction of the resources that exist for you. So you don't need us to tell you. We want to educate you. We want to give you the information so that you can know your consumer rights, and so that you can assert your consumer rights. By doing that, we hope to inject hope and optimism into your lives. We certainly hope to remove those dark clouds that might plague you. And we hope to open up the options that exist for you because, unfortunately, many mortgage companies, servicers, lenders, whatever you want to call them, debt collectors, they steer you in the direction of what's most favorable to you, okay? In fact, today we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. Believe it or not, we've actually dealt with the exact complaint that was levied against them on Saturday. And as a result of asserting those consumer rights, guess what? The client is now sitting with a loan modification offer that starts August, okay? It took literally 2 weeks from the time of submitting a complete application, submitting the complaints against NationStar Mortgage for them to get a deal that was better than any deal they had had before, okay? So again, folks, I can't explain or express to you enough how important it is for you to know your consumer rights, how important it is for you to get educated as to how to assert your consumer rights. If you can do those two things, know your rights and assert your rights, which, by the way, happens to be our motto, our heartbeat, our lifeline here at the Daily Complaint and End Consulting, you can be successful in achieving the results that you're seeking, okay? So let's talk about one thing here. I'm going to give you my disclaimer. I'm not an attorney, and the reason why I tell you that is because you don't have to be an attorney either to get the job done, so to speak. It's a matter of knowing your rights, knowing what's available to you, and knowing where to go to get the help. If you are knowledgeable about all of those aspects, consumer rights, you're going to be equally successful, okay? I can't convey that to you enough, okay? And we're going to provide to you today basic resources that you need that will get you to the finish line, okay? Regardless of how stubborn a company like NationStar Mortgage is, I promise you, we get deals done every day. We've had an extraordinary amount of deals presented to our clients in the past 45 to 60 days, and it just took consumer complaints. That's what our strength is here, folks. That's what we're trying to convey to you. Anybody can submit a loan modification request for mortgage assistance. Anybody. Okay? The problem is, when either the mortgage servicer or lender is non or unresponsive, or when you get denied, then what do you do? Okay, so we're going to talk about all of that today. Like I said, it's July 15th. We're halfway through July. We're more than halfway through the year. I promise you, if you know your rights and understand how to assert them, before the new year comes to pass, you can find and get relief from whatever that plagues you or your mortgage or both, okay? It's just a matter of getting educated, knowing your rights, and taking action, asserting your rights, okay? Here at the Daily Complaint and End Consulting, we stuff in a middle step in our attack strategy or our game plan. We're always going to start with education, which is always going to be step one for us. Knowledge is power. prove it to you if you don't believe me, okay? The second step we employ is investigation. You've got to understand what's going on. You've got to investigate which options exist for you. You've got to investigate your consumer rights and where to assert them and how to assert them and what's been violated and what documentation you need in order to prove what's been violated. And then you're ready for step three. Step two, the investigation step, happens to be my personal favorite. It's where I like to put on my Sherlock Holmes hat, so to speak, and really do some good investigation work. Try and figure out what's going on. Write those qualified written requests or the notices of error or the request for information in order to get it done, okay? And then I can move on to step three, which is action. I've got to assert my rights, but I've got to know how to do so, okay? So if you take all three steps, education, investigation, and action, and you build them as you're going to build a house, you lay the foundation, which is your education, you buy all the materials and the resources to build the house, and then you build the house, okay? It's the same if you're going to attack an issue with your mortgage or with your mortgage servicer or lender or whomever you're going to do. You've got to get educated. You've got to know your consumer rights. You've got to get the resources and the information that you need in order to build what you're going to build. In this case, it's going to be a case against the mortgage servicer and in your favor. And then you're going to build it. Okay? So, I know we talk a lot about housing, banking, same thing. That's why we use a house analogy in order to explain to our clients, to you, how to do this. And again, you don't have to have any degrees. Okay? Granted, I have a master's in business administration. I have an MBA. I'm a business consultant. But what I do is the same thing that you do or can do, okay, which is knowing your rights and asserting your rights, okay? So, again, it's important that you take all these steps. If anything that I'm saying to you is completely out of, you know, your hemisphere, so to speak, is just completely foreign to you, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. You can actually click on our Twitter and Facebook links. They'll be on the top right section under the ad. They should be two blue circles. The lighter blue is going to be for Twitter. The darker blue is going to be for Facebook. We post all of the resources that we utilize on the show on our Twitter and Facebook pages. If you don't want to go there and social media is not your thing, you can contact me directly. My signature, my personal signature, is at the bottom of every show to include our office number and my personal email here at the Daily at End Consulting, I should say. We got an email this morning from a gentleman that's dealing with City Mortgage that has an issue with his second mortgage. So, again, there's no problem too big or too small for us to tackle, okay? We're going to point you in the right direction and give you a swift kick on the rear. And if you need help, that's what we're here for. Okay? So, again, you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can actually contact us directly through the show page that's at dailycomplaint.com. You can contact us through any of our social media portals. You can contact us on our End Consulting website. There's also a link to that on the top right next to the Twitter and Facebook links. Or you can contact me directly. Like I said, my information is at the bottom of every single show. So there's no reason for you to suffer in silence, folks. It's a matter of standing up for your rights and asserting your rights, okay? So, like I said, today we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. The complaint was posted on Saturday, July 11th, so just a couple days ago. 4 days to be exact. It was reported by Lisa out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Now, the good thing about New Jersey, at least in the past it's been good, is that it is, I believe, still a judicial foreclosure state. So the foreclosure process takes an extraordinary amount of time, okay, which means you generally have time to deal with the situation at hand. You've got time to assert your rights. You've got time to get educated about your consumer rights. So without further ado, let's hear what Lisa's issues are. Then I'm going to explain to you a little bit about our client that mirrored Lisa's issues. Granted, they're on the other coast in Oregon. And I'm going to explain to you what we did and how we did it and what we used to do it. Okay? So Lisa's complaint title is Liars, Cheaters, Non-Responsive. It's against NationStar Mortgage, as I stated before. And Lisa states, and I quote, NationStar Mortgage Company is a bunch of fraudulent, incompetent individuals I have ever had to deal with. Well, I can't refute that, okay? And I'm going to explain to you why I can't refute it in a second. They are non-responsive and lie through their teeth. I agree. We have had our mortgage interest rate increased and are finding it very difficult to make the required payments to NationStar. Okay, sounds like a viable hardship. We have contacted them on several occasions and lo and behold have not heard a word back. Okay, that seems to be a violation of the CFPB and RESPA. We were trying to have our mortgage modified, of which our loan specialist told us she was sending the paperwork. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to explain to you where you can find it so you don't have to wait for them to send it, by the way. We never received it, and about 2 weeks later, we received a notice from a law firm that they are trying to collect the debt of our house. Generally, that means that they probably received what's called a notice of default, stating that they had defaulted on their mortgage, and that calling up the mortgage note, basically stating that they want the entire amount. Again, I don't know Lisa. I don't know her personal situation, but just by what she's telling us, it seems to be that the typical course of action. Okay, so they're proceeding with foreclosure. Okay, my husband and I tried to work with them. They never called us back, wrote us back, or emailed us back, as we used all three ways to try and communicate with them. We are now in a situation where we will probably be taken to court, even though we tried every which way to contact them. Okay, I will tell you how to contact them that makes them respond to you. Okay. To boot, they have given our mortgage to some other mortgage company without our knowledge or approval to do so. Let me time out there. When I explain to you all that you have to take that middle step of investigation, that includes understanding NationStar Mortgage is most likely in this situation a mortgage servicer. Okay? So they don't own your mortgage, which means probably what Lisa's talking about is that there's somebody else that actually owns the mortgage, but when the mortgage gets transferred, whether it's ownership or servicing, they're required to send a notice, okay? All of the above apply, so to speak, okay? So she's stating, she goes on to state, Lisa goes on to state, my husband and I tried to work with them, we already went through that. I have children at home. And now we are going to be uplifted and have to find another place to live. Whoa, whoa, time out. That's way down the line. You've got many consumer rights before you get to that point. By the way, when you sign your initial origination documentation, I would say 99.9% of the documentation states that they have the right to sell and or transfer the mortgage to a servicer or a different lender. So again, it's about knowing your consumer rights and knowing the rights of the mortgage company. Okay, so again, it's important to understand that because Lisa has viable issues here, but yet there are some issues that she might be fighting on that aren't viable. Okay, that they have the right to sell and transfer the mortgage, but they have to notify you when they do so. Okay, so again, it's about understanding your consumer rights in their entirety and then going back and figuring out what's been violated and asserting your rights on those issues. Okay, Lisa goes on to wrap. This is just great. Welcome to the United States of America. We are law-abiding citizens and both work hard for what we have. We don't go on vacations because we can't afford them, but enjoy the family time we have with one another. We don't ask for much, but when we do, this is what we get, a slap in the face. Thanks, NationStar. Remind me to thank you in court, idiots. Okay, so time out here, okay? Let's go through her issues real quick. One, Okay, I agree that they're non-responsive, but they're required to be responsive. That's part of the CFPB rules that establish stronger protections for homeowners facing foreclosure. For those of you who don't know what the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is, go to consumerfinance.gov. That's where it lives. It's a website of the United States government, so the laws that they state in there are federal laws. There are laws that mandate that you have to have access to those that are responsible for overseeing your file, and that they can't ignore your calls, okay? They can't ignore your letters, but you have to write your letters in a way that warrants a response, like a qualified written request. If you don't know what a qualified written request is, visit consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. Type in QWR in the search bar, and they're going to not only give you a sample, but explain to you how to write one. Okay? So, number one. Number two, if you're seeking a loan modification, I would start by visiting the Home Affordable Modification Program Making Home Affordable website, which is makinghomeaffordable.gov. Okay? When you get to makinghomeaffordable.gov, they have Explore Programs. You can click on that button. If you like Google and you spend time in the Google universe or the Googleverse, you can actually type in Home Affordable Modification Program and it'll take you to that page. Okay? They have an explanation as to what the HAMP or Home Affordable Modification Program is under the makinghomeaffordable.gov or Making Home Affordable program. By the way, Making Home Affordable is an official program of the Departments of the Treasury and Housing and Urban Development. That's U.S. Department of Treasury and HUD. Okay, they have information on availability, eligibility, and steps to apply for a HAMP modification. They have a request for mortgage assistance form in there, as well as an IRS form 4506T. And they have information for verifying your income so that you know exactly what you need to submit. And if you don't know where to submit it, you contact us via thedailycomplaint.com. We'll provide you with the facts and email addresses in order to submit those to whomever your mortgage servicer or lender is. In this case, it's NationStar Mortgage. They have a dedicated loss mitigation fax. They have a dedicated email where you can submit these forms. You don't have to wait for them in order to submit them. Okay? So understand what all this means. Okay? Last but not least. Okay? You have time to submit an application before you go to court to stay any court proceedings. If you submit a request for mortgage assistance, they should stay the foreclosure process to give you time to apply. Okay? If they do not do so, there is a Making Home Affordable Modification Program Escalations Team. Okay? If you feel you are in a predatory or toxic loan, there are many resources that can assist you. If you have a complaint against NationStar Mortgage like Lisa does, and they're not being responsive, if you recall, I've already given you consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. You can submit your complaint through there. They will acknowledge that they've sent it to NationStar Mortgage. Generally, it takes less than 24 hours, and they only have 15 days to respond. They can ask for more time, but I guarantee you, if you submit your complaint through the CFPB and explain that your specialist is not sending you the documentation, nor are they calling you back, guess what's going to happen? Two things. One, you're going to get the documentation, and two, you're going to get the call back. Okay? So, again, if you're interested in actually solving your problem, There are so many resources that exist for you as homeowners, just like a homeowner like Lisa. Okay, so let me explain to you what we dealt with regard to NationStar. Okay, our client submitted a complete package, request for mortgage assistance, back on March 31st. Okay, April 1st, they received it, but never processed it. We had, like Lisa, on behalf of our client, been trying to get to our non-responsive, unresponsive single point of contact or specialist, but she didn't call us back for an entire month. Okay? What was her excuse? Her excuse was that she was out of town in April for 5 days out of the month. Okay? Unacceptable. Okay, if you're out of town, somebody else should be checking your voicemail. Why did she call us back? She called us back on May 1st because a supervisor checked her voicemail and received our message and made her call us back. Okay, when she called us back, by the way, her name is Vanessa Mancilla. When she called us back as an agent of NationStar, she not only confirmed that the request for mortgage assistance was received on April 1st, April Fool's Day, but she also confirmed that a confirmation letter should have gone out by April 5th, give or take, about 5 business days, and she confirmed that if there were any missing documents, those letters should have gone out subsequently after confirming receipt. None of that happened. Okay, so again, May 1st, we spoke to them. May 15th, the client got slapped with a sale date for June 10th. Okay, this made us incredibly irate because the client had been seeking mortgage assistance, just like Lisa, since March 31st, actually for years before then, before they came into our office. But they had submitted a request for mortgage assistance on March 31st and nothing had happened. But yet they were proceeding with foreclosure, which is absolutely a violation of RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, and of the CFPB, and of Dodd-Frank. Okay, all of that combined in one. So what did we do? We did about 5 different things. We submitted a complaint to FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency. We submitted a complaint to the U.S. Department of the Treasury. We submitted a complaint to the CFPB, or Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We submitted a complaint to the FTC and the OCC. And last but not least, we contacted the Making Home Affordable Modification Program escalations team to get them on the case. Okay? Once that happened, guess what happened? The foreclosure got stayed. They stayed the foreclosure. Immediately, not only was the MHA HAMP team calling our client, but so was NationStar now, okay? NationStar was asking for the final documentation they needed to review it, and guess what happened? 2 weeks later, or maybe even sooner than that, they had a deal. They had an offer that was better than anything that they had been offered or had been verbally agreed upon prior to that time, okay? So, in the case of Lisa, I would recommend the exact same course of action, okay? You can write a qualified written request if you'd like to NationStar, but trying to deal with a company that's already violated your rights, in my opinion, is just sheer ridiculousness, okay? Go outside of NationStar. File a complaint with the FHFA. File a complaint with the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov. Go to the FTC, ftc.gov, file a complaint with them as well. If you'd like to go to the U.S. Department of the Treasury, file a complaint with them as well. They generally get the escalations team on it, but you can go directly to the MHA HAMP escalations team as well and take care of it that way. So, folks, the moral of this story is that not only do you need to visit consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB, and submit a complaint, you need to also visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and download the documents and submit them yourself. Okay? and then submit the subsequent complaints to ensure that what you are entitled to, you receive. Okay? So, Lisa, hear me out when I tell you, you always have options. So do all of you as consumers. It's about what? Knowing your rights, investigating what's going on, and asserting your rights, or simply stated in our motto, Heartbeat Lifeline, you've got to know your rights, folks, in order to assert them. So, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. Contact me directly. I promise I'm fierce, but I'm friendly. Okay, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to tell you what your options are. We will call NationStar with you if you need us to do so. You can request the packet from anybody that you speak to. It doesn't have to be your representative. Okay, so if you've got questions, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us through Twitter, Facebook, thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me directly. Whatever it is, don't suffer in silence. Posting up your complaints are absolutely a great service to others. We're going to answer her complaint here in about a half hour and let her know what to do. But, folks, you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So thank you so much for listening. This has been an awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. We'll be back probably Friday. I don't believe we'll be back tomorrow. We've got some other things on the docket that we're trying to clear off before the summer ends. So we'll be back on file Friday. We're going to talk about a deal that we just got with Wells Fargo and other deals that we've reached. So, folks, have a wonderful day. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Know your rights and assert your rights. Folks, thank you so much for your support. We're grateful for it. We're grateful for what we do. And, folks, this is The Daily Complaint.